Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 8, and we're reading verses 10 to 20.
Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plough his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your men servants and maid servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to listen to Samuel. "No," they said, "we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles."
Our focus is on verse 20. "Then we shall be like all the other nations." The longings of the eyes became the longings of the heart, and as a result, the Israelites were drawn away from following the Lord. They had lost sight of what God had called them to be, different. Instead, they wanted to be the same as everyone else and have an earthly king. In so doing, they were rejecting God as their king. The pull of the world around us is very strong, and living for Jesus can often be very different from living like the rest of the world. Yet the pressure to fit in, at home, at work, with friends, within society, is very real and can be hard to resist. For the Israelites, the problems began when they became comfortable and complacent. What they saw in other nations, they wanted for themselves, and they turned away from the Lord as a result. There is a similar danger facing us, the Church of Jesus, today. We must guard against the influence of the world creeping into our lives, our fellowships, and affecting what we teach or how we live. So let's heed the warning and make sure that Jesus remains as Lord and King of our lives. A prayer. Lord God, thank you for calling us to be your people, to belong to you and to enjoy our relationship with you. Please keep us from the wrong influences of society that contradict your way for living and draw us away from following you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.